A word for you from Isaiah chapter 11 verse 10. In that day the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. We've been looking specifically at Old Testament prophecies about our Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. And these are not just twisted scriptures to suit ourselves. It's not that the disciples then decided, well, these are suitable scriptures which might mean the Messiah. They are so specific. That is why we've looked at Isaiah 7 verse 14. The virgin shall conceive, and he shall be named Emmanuel. We've looked at Micah 5 verse 1, how it would happen in Bethlehem. And it means the town, not a person, because the comparison there is to the mighty city of Jerusalem. And here is another one. It would be the specifics of the root of Jesse. Why the root of Jesse? Well, it was to be in the line of King David. And Jesse being the father, the ancestors of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this was to be the first faith that would be worldwide, not like the faith of the Jews, which was very specific in a limited area in the Middle East. But it speaks here in verse 10, as we've read, that of him shall all nations inquire. And yes, indeed, through the Lord Jesus, being born in this insignificant town, uJesu wazalelwa edolobheni elincane, kwaBethlehem. And so it was that all nations would inquire of him. This is not completely fulfilled yet, because finally every single nation will, in that time where the Lord Jesus rules completely, will inquire of him. This whole section is actually speaking about the coming of the Messiah, his birth, because it says in verse 1, there shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, a branch from his roots shall bear fruit, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. There is so much that just points to the Savior. You see, Jesse was the father of King David, and no other line was our Messiah to be born in, for God's anointing was upon that line, that genealogy only. Go and read for yourself from verse 1 to 10, and you'll see how the birth of the Savior is exactly as God predicted.